Welcome to MPT Podcast. This is Pastor Tim Wilbanks. We pray that this Word of God will bless your life and ministry and increase God's blessing upon you. I got a word for some tonight. Brother Joseph, Sister Amy, God's going to work this out. But let me tell you something, Brother Joseph. God's going to put something in your voice that you're going to speak and a mountain's going to move. You hear me? At anointing, I felt it when I walked by you tonight. Ha ha! I felt it, Brother Joseph. Man, you move mountains up here. You hear me, boy? I said, you hear me? You move mountains up here. When you pray. I said, you move mountains. You move mountains. All right. Hey. There he is. 2 Kings 9. But Joseph, pray right now. This is the will of God. There it is. There it is. That prayer just did something. And Elisha the prophet called one of the children of the prophets. And said unto him, gird up thy loins and take this box of oil in thy hand and go to Ramoth Gilead. Brother Steve, a word's going to come to you. And you're going to speak. And when thou comest thither, look out there, Jehu, the son of Jehoshaphat, the son of Nissa. And go in and make him arise up among his brethren. Brother Cody's time to rise. Carry him into the inner chamber. Take the box of oil and pour it on the head and say, thus saith the Lord, Haya, I've anointed thee king over Israel. Then open the door and flee and tarry not. So the young man, even the young man, the prophet, went to Ramoth Gilead. And when he came, behold, the captains of the host were sitting. And he said, I have erred to thee, an error for thee, O captain. And Jehu said, unto which of all of us? And he said, to thee, O captain, I'm speaking to you. And he arose and went in the house, and he poured the oil. He poured the oil on his head. And said unto him, thus saith the Lord God of Israel, I have anointed thee king over the people of the Lord, even our Israel, over Israel. Thou shalt smite the house of Ahab, thy master. Oh, Kiahama, has anybody felt like there's been a master over you that needs to be broken? That I have avenged the blood of thy servants and the prophets and the blood of all the servants of the Lord at the hand of Jezebel. I'm going to do it. You're going to do it. I want to preach this night from the voice of the Lord. It's a message of prophecy. It's a message of prophecy. Father, tonight I come before the throne again. I haven't left it today. And men, you've been one-on-one. God, as a young man, Joseph, he spoke and prayed a while ago. Yeah, that angel entered. Yeah, by his prayer, I felt him in her. Yeah. Now, Father, the vision and the dream that you've been put in my mind and you have been bathing my heart in, that seed's going to be planted tonight and we're going to go forth. Father, help me deliver by your holy name, Jesus, and your holy presence. Bless these great people in Jesus' name, we pray. And everybody shout amen. Give him a praise, please, church. Yeah. Let's get started. You can be seated. Elijah called one of the young prophets into the room to travel to Ramoth Gilead, where that he would find, this young prophet would find an army commander named Jehu sitting in a room. His commission was to be from Elijah before Elijah, his last task before he ascended up into heaven was to send this young prophet down to Ramoth Gilead to go in and to anoint Jehu to be king of Israel. Now God had chosen, I said God, somebody shout God. God had chosen Jehu to do what needed to be done at this time in life. You see, 2 Thessalonians 2 and 14 tells me and you this tonight, church, that whereunto he called, I said he called you by our gospel. You know how God calls you? By a message that's being preached to you. So tonight, God is going to call you from the message that I'm going to be preaching, and you need to be listening with attentive ear tonight in the Holy Ghost to obtain the glory of the Lord. You see, the gospel will come, and when the gospel comes and you obey it, you obtain the glory of the Lord. So tonight, as you hear the word of God, as you hear this message of prophecy, you're going to hear the word of the Lord. As you hear it, it's going to be your job to obtain what you hear. Then you're going to receive from it what it is giving you. Oh, he called you. Somebody shout, he's calling. I said he's calling tonight. Bible said he sent the message through a man of God, for a time as we are in. We're in a very special time. In John 15 and 16 tells us, church, that, oh, you have not chosen me, Jesus said, but I have chosen you. Aren't you glad tonight that Jesus chose you? You ought to feel special tonight. That the Master, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords has chosen you and I tonight to be filled with the Holy Ghost. Come on, why don't you give him some honor tonight for choosing you? Oh, do you understand? He chose you for a time as this. I said he chose you for a time as this. And I feel my help. You understand, God has been bathing my mind in this vision and bathing me in dreams like this. I'm having crazy dreams, but lately I've been begging God, and I ain't been begging, but I've been telling him, I want you to keep this in my spirit. So for whatsoever a man thinketh, so is he. So Lord, I understand, has been putting these things in my mind to cause my mind and my spirit to develop into what I've been seeing. So here we go. My mind and dreams have been having visions of people standing from this altar all the way out in a line to the road. The church has been packed. They come in, we pray for them. We take them outside. Miracles have been happening. Blind eyes open, deaf ears unstuck. Devils being released from their lives. And multiple people been filled with the Holy Ghost. Yet I see from here over into another realm that I hunger for, that I see. But lately the Lord, God has said now, if you want that, you've got to do the extraordinary to obtain the extraordinary. Oh, the seed's going to happen tonight. You got to hear me. It's not that you can choose when you want to live for God. And I've got to start speaking strong that in services, because some say, well, I'm just not ready. Ho, 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 ho. It's not when you're ready. It's when Jesus is ready. Oh, and so many worry about what they've got to give up and what they've got to quit. You shouldn't be worried about what you got to give up and what you got to quit. You got to worry about, if I get up in time to open the door for him to come in and sup with me. Come on now. He's been knocking at hearts, and the Lord's been saying, you got to start reminding them that I can only come so often. And then when they don't open, I'll turn them over to their own mind and their own spirit, and I'll give them a reprobate heart. You see in 1 Peter 2 and 9, it says, this church be, but you're a chosen generation. You're a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should show forth the praise of him who called you out of darkness in this marvelous light. Somebody ought to shout, I'm chosen. I'm chosen. I said, I'm chosen. Elijah tells a young prophet where to go. You go down to Ramoth Gilead. He said, there is a calling. You hear me tonight. I feel it. There's a calling in the spirit church to the church right now. He's a calling. There's a calling in the spirit. We will never get to we will never get to where we need to get fighting like we've been fighting. We've got to change the tactics of our fighting. You see, there's some spirits we need to overcome. And we need to change the tactic to obtain what we need and to change our destiny in our life. But tonight, God's going to anoint those who heed to his word. Yeah, he is. You see, there's a calling. There's a calling for us to receive. Oh, and if we receive it tonight, it's going to move us to a place. You hear me now? You hear me now? If we receive that calling tonight, it's going to move us into a realm, into a place spiritually that our battles are going to change. You go ahead and sit there like you normally have. I'm going to get you in a minute. I'm here to tell you, there's a calling tonight that's going to change your battles. It's going to change your anointing. It's going to change your destination. It's going to change who you are. My God, my God, my God. You hear me? There's a calling. As we fight, we will see an easier life. I said, as we fight, there'll be easier defeats over our adversary than we've ever seen before. There's anointing going to fall tonight that's going to change your fighting. It's going to change your victory. Elisha told the young prophet, he said, when you get to Ramoth Gilead and get to this place, he said, I want you to look for Jehu, the son of Jehoshaphat. The Lord, you ready? The Lord spoke this to me in prayer and fasting. He said, I know right now, tonight, Brother Cody. Hear me, Brother Josh, you hear me. Tonight, some of you got kind of back on your thumb, you're an easy section tonight. But some in this room are going to receive it, it's going to happen. God said tonight, I've given names to some angels, and I've given some box of oil, and they're going to be walking in the midst of MPT tonight, and those who will follow my message, I'm going to pour that oil on them, and they're going to rise to a different status, and they're going to rise to a different level, and their battles are going to be different like never before. Because they have heard my word and they have received what I sent, and my angel has their name. The angel has their name, and he's going to pour that oil on their head. Yeah, Yeah, y'all feel him, I feel him. Elisha said, when you go into Jehu to arise up from among his brethren, he said, tell him, call his name. Now you listen to me right now. While I'm preaching, this is how it works. You're going to hear your name called if you're receiving it. Ooh. You're going to receive. You're going to hear him call your name while I'm preaching. And when you receive, you hear that name, hear him call your name. That's when you're going to rise to your feet. And the angel, is going to open that box of oil. And he's going to pour it over your head. Do you believe me? You hear me now. You listen to what I'm fixing to say. You hear me? Elisha said, when you go in that room. And Jehu stands up. He said, carry him into the back room. Close the door. Everybody will not stand up to the call. When he walked in, he said, Jehu! He stood up. Before he stood up, he said, you talking to me? Yeah, I'm talking to you. No other brethren. He stood up in front of the commanders. And he called him into the back room. He closed the door. You see, understand, everybody will not stand up to the call because their life is occupied so much with life and worldly agendas, they can't even stand up. But you hear me? The prophet said, take him, take the box of oil, and I want you to pour it over his head, and I want you to anoint him to be king of Israel. And say this to him. Say this. Thus saith the Lord. I've anointed you king over Israel. Then I want you to open the door. And I want you to flee for your life. Whether he was afraid the anointing would kill him or whatever. I want you to run. If you're listening to the voice of the Spirit tonight. There is a call to stand up. And to receive the message and allow that angel to pour that anointing oil on your life. You listen to it. Yes, it is. As soon as Jehu walked back in the room, with the captains, he walks back in the room receiving the call from God. There was a change that had taken place in his spirit. He walked in the room as a commander. But he was anointed as a king. You know what happened? His status changed. There's a status going to change tonight. You better get up when he's calling. You better stand up for his calling. He come with angels tonight to pour that oil on your head. Your status is going to change. Somebody praise the mighty name. He's in this room right now. His status changed. From a commander, Brother Steve, to a king. From a commander to a king. I'm telling you, God's been bombarding my spirit, and I've been crying out, how can I move the people from here to there? How can I move the people from here to there? And the Lord said, you preach this tonight. Your status has got to change. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Or you want me to break it down? I'll break it down in a minute. I'm going to break it down in a minute. Because some of you, you're going, God's tired of this deadhead stuff. He wants to speak to a church that's listening. You hear me right now. He walks into the room, saint of God, to the other commanders. And they look at him. Whoo, now he walks back in the room. Now he's a king. Somebody shout, now he's a king. There were some commanders. There were some commands that he was given. You follow me. There were some commands that he was given before he could get to the throne. He had to go fulfill some commands before he got to the throne. Just the anointing will not carry you there. Your status is going to change, Brother Cody, tonight. You hear me? It's going to change tonight. I'll let all these eating popcorn and drinking Diet Coke tonight. Let them watch on. But the angels in this house. But Steve, a word's going to fall on you. You listen to me. I have power to speak. I have power to put forth and take away. You listen to me right now, John. Hey, the Bible said there were some commandments given. If the fulfillment of the commandments, it's the fulfilling of the commandment. It's the fulfilling of the commandments that will carry us to the throne and our destiny. Deuteronomy 28:4 says this. I believe it's one, maybe 28:1, whatever it is. Blessed be the fruit of the body, the fruit of the ground, the fruit of the cattle, increase of thine kin, and the flocks of thy sheep. You know why all this is going to happen? Because the first verse says, if you listen to him and obey his command, these things will happen. The word came to Jehu. Oh, I love this. In 2 Kings 9:7, it came to Jehu. And the Lord said this, and thou shalt smite the house of Ahab, thy master. You hear me tonight? God Almighty, wake up. Is anybody? I felt like there's a master that's been kind of fighting me. But tonight, the angel has come to anoint those who receive his word. He's going to anoint them, and you're going to kill the master. You're going to kill the master that's been ruling your flesh, been ruling your spirit, and been ruling your prosperity. You're going to kill the master tonight. You listen, saint of God, and thou shalt say, this is me. You're going to smite the house of Ahab, thy master. That you're going to have avenged the blood of my servants of the prophets and the blood of all the servants of the Lord at the hand of Jezebel. I'm going to give you anointing. I'm going to give you special touch. I'm going to give you special strength. That when you leave this room, son, you're going to have a special status. And you're going to win victories like you ain't never won. Come on. I've been praying, God. Let me tell you, God, how we're going to track the world. When we have authority to speak to the masters and slay the masters and free the bound and free those who are fighting. When we have the authority over the master. My God, I feel him in the house. You hear me now? God said, thou shalt. But Steve, he said, thou shalt. But Josh, he said, thou shalt. But Patterson, he says, thou shalt. But Joseph, he said, thou shalt. Thou shalt speak to the mountains, and thou shalt be re- You hear me now? God said, thou shalt smite the house of Ahab, and avenge the blood of the servants, prophets, and the servants of the Lord. It was a promise. It was a promise. Somebody shout a promise. A promise. You shall defeat. You shall defeat. It was a promise. There is an angel in this room. There's some angels. There's some angels. Not just one. But God showed me and spoke to me. I'm sending some angels with some names. And they're going to call that name when you're given a message. And if they hear their name called, and they'll stand up and receive it, my angel is going to pour the oil over their life, and their status shall change. Now, let me give a little education here. How many in this room knows what I'm talking about? Have you heard the Lord call you when message has been preached? He is calling for you. That's what I'm talking about. If the message tonight is calling for you and you feel it, you hear him calling your name, that's when you need to rise up in the Holy Ghost. Oh, come on, church. Does this stuff happen? It's going to start tonight, baby. It's going to start tonight. It's going to start tonight. that those who will stand up from the crowd of those just sitting, they're going to receive the oil and God's approval to obtain victory over the adversary that will be given. Over the adversary, hear me, Sister Lynn. Over that adversary that's been killing and having a vengeance on your life, health, wealth, and spirit. God is going to give you favor. He tells Jehu, he said, the whole house of Ahab shall perish. Now, by giving him a word, it didn't mean God was going to do it. But he sent him forth to do it. Do you understand? You're sent forth to do it. You hear me now. He tells him it is a divine promise from God. Before he even goes out and faces Ahab's house, before he walks out the door, God speaks and says, you shall destroy Ahab's house. There's some of you been afraid of adversity. You've been afraid of hell. You've been afraid of the devil you're facing. But you done forgot when he came in and told you, you shall prevail. It's time we shake ourselves tonight. It's time you shake yourself from the serpent that took a hold of you as Paul. Come on, church. It's time you shake yourself. You've been called. You've been anointed. It's yours. It's time to arise. We're going to that other place. You hear me? We're going to that other place. I want God to do the phenomenal around here where his name will be glorified. Come on, come on, come on, come on. Yeah, I feel it. He's already doing it. He's already doing it. That's all right. You know what you're hearing? You're hearing the oil being poured out. That's what you're hearing. You're hearing the oil being poured out. That angel's pouring some oil out. The victory will not come until Jehu goes out and faces Ahab's house. Philippians 3, 13 and 14 tells us, you know what y'all just experienced? The oil, some oil been poured out, but he ain't through. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind. Somebody shout, forget. Reaching forth of those things which are before us. Reaching forth. Yeah. Press towards the mark of the prize of the high calling of God. Come on, church. If what I see, been seeing in the Holy Ghost comes to pass, it will blow your mind. But we're not going to obtain it until we press. Until we press. You see, he had to leave the room. Jehu did a fellowship with commanders and ready himself. Somebody said, get ready. He had to leave from where he was and go beyond where he had been. You will never obtain what the oil can do for you unless you leave where you are and go beyond. And go after the victory over the adversity that's been defeating your spirit, health, and wealth. Jehu tells the commander what took place in the room, and they respected him highly. Jehu got up, got on his chariot, and began to ride toward Jezreel. He rode towards the place that he was going to fight to obtain and fulfill the word of God. How can God's word be fulfilled when we're not riding towards the place that we're promised to defeat? God had brought Israel to the promised land. But their delay was because of what they saw, but they forgot the promise. We are anointed to obtain victory over physical miracles, spiritual defeats, and financial prosperity. We are anointed. Deuteronomy 1 and verse 8 says this. Behold, I've set the land before you. Go in, possess the land which the Lord sware to your fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Give unto them and their seed after them. Go in and what? Take it. You're not hearing me. Go in and take it. I anointed you, Jehu. Now you got to go fulfill it. Jehu rides toward Jezreel, where Joram, the king, was recovering from a wound from the battle in Syria. He was wounded. He was recovering from the wound, but he was the son of Ahab. Me and my wife talked about earlier, supper, about this. That Jehu approached a watchman in the field. He was coming hard on his chariot. A watchman sees him coming. He sends one of his men out to meet him. A young man goes out and meets him and stops him. Jehu, do you come in peace? Get this. But as soon as he saw Jehu's expression, as he saw his face and felt his spirit, he said, whoa, I'm staying with you. So he joined up with Jehu and did not return. Oh, I'm going somewhere. They send a second messenger out. The young man rides. He stops Jehu. Do you go in peace? He saw his expression. He saw his facial picture. He felt the spirit of victory on him. He said, I'm staying with you. So nobody returned. God. You listen, when they saw him, they did not go back. When you choose the oil and stand up and leave where you've been, you're going to affect some that wants to win so bad that they're going to join you. You know what they're waiting on? They're waiting on somebody to show them a spirit of a fight. They're waiting on somebody to show them a spirit of worship. They're waiting on somebody to show them a spirit of prayer. They're waiting on somebody to show them a word of prophecy. You will inspire. You're going to inspire. You're going to inspire some because they're going to feel your presence and they're going to see your face. Yay. Woo, I feel it now. Joram said, make ready my chariot. I'll go out and meet him. He goes out. He rides up. He says, Jehu, do you come in peace? Azai, the king, was there with him. He gets his chariot, rides with him. Their intent was to make peace with the anointed vessel of God. Joram meets Jehu and asks, is this in peace? Jehu says this, what peace? Not as long as the whoredom of thy mother Jezebel and her witchcraft are so ways. No, I ain't giving no peace until I kill it all. Oh, come on, church. You've got to declare that you're not going to settle where you're at. You're going to fight. You're going to fight. You're going to fight. You're going to pray. You're going to worship. You're going to give. You're going to be faithful until every devil of hell is defeated. The victory will not come until you go where the spiritual nest is. Did you hear what I just said? You got to go destroy the spiritual nest. Anybody hear me? Jehu pulls his bow of Jehu, notches the arrow, Joram is fleeing. The arrow smites him through the shoulder blade, comes through his heart. Get this. Ahaziah, the king, sees what happened. He turns to flee. Oh, Joram said, no, Jack, you ain't going nowhere. He gets his chariot, gets in fleet, notches air. I almost brought my bow, but I'm afraid I'd shoot somebody. He lets that arrow flee. He pierces him, and he kills Ahaziah. You listen to me right now. You cannot allow anything to leave, and you got to destroy it. If you let it leave, it'll come back. This is a word of prophecy. The Lord, get this. I remember why I was talking about this a while ago. Everybody listen. The land that Jehu killed Jeroboam on, Ahab's son, and shed his blood, was the same land that Ahab had killed Naboth over, killed him, and took his own land, killed Naboth, and his blood shed. You hear me? So it was prophesied his blood would be shed. That day, Ahab's blood fell on the land that he killed someone for. Get this. You ready? Be careful who you kill. You kill the man of God or the saint of God. There's power in your life and power in your tongue and life and death. Be careful where you kill the man of God, the saint of God, because the blood of your children could be spilled on that very place. The Lord spoke that to me. Be careful. Jehu, I'm getting there, did not stop because he killed Joram and Ahaziah. He rides into Jezreel. It ain't over yet. The nest ain't been destroyed. Somebody shout the nest. He rides in Jezebel. Heard that it was coming. I read several commentaries and I've come to this conclusion. She went in and she dolled herself up, makeup, put her hair on, dressed up. She was fearful. She knew she was fixing to die. She knew judgment done come on her husband, her son, everybody else. He was coming again. So she was going to try to distract him a little longer to make her live a little longer. Come on now. Distraction. Watch out for distractions. It'll slow your prayer life down. It'll slow your worship down. It'll slow your giving down. It'll slow your faithfulness down. You better watch out for distractions. Anybody feel this? Oh, I'm hearing you. There's an angel in here. He's come. 2 Kings 9:31. I think I might read. I don't know if I read it or not. Jehu entered the gate. Said, is there a peace? Who slew his master? She did. He lifted up his face to the wind. Said, who is on my side? And there looked out there. Two or three eunuchs. And they grabbed that hussy. And they threw her down as it was prophesied. And her blood sprouted all over the wall, on the horses. And they trotted over her. And the dogs ate her away, but her palms and her hands and her feet. That was all left. You listen to me. After Jezebel's death, the Bible said, Jehu goes in the castle. He sits down. He begins to drink and begin to eat and refuel. You hear me now. When you're in severe battle, you got to go refresh yourself. Ahab, I'm going to get there. I'm telling you, angels are here. And I got to ask a question. Is anybody hearing your name called? Lift your hand if you are. Lift your hand if you are. No, stand up if you are. If you ain't, sit down. Don't get up. If you hear your name call, stand up. Sit back now. I'm trying to get to everybody. It's going to be different from this night on. It's going to be different from this night on. You walk it in with a little George Guy prophecy on me now. You hear me now? When I see in your life, I'm going to tell you, you better get that junk out or you got cancer or you got blood pressure or heart attack coming your way. If they start dealing it, You better get my name out of your mouth at supper in the saints of God's mouth, or judgment go fall on your kids. I'm telling you, the Lord said His Spirit's on you now. It's coming. But guess what's coming, y'all? There's a line coming from the altar to the road. I don't know about you, but how many wants your life changed? How many wants God to take care of the master? How many wants a breakthrough? How many wants a chain riddled off of your life? The Bible said, "Be hurry quickly." He sends a letter to Samaria. He said, "You got sons down there, Jehu? Yes, they got 70. He said, "I'm gonna come to war." He said, "Whoa! Wait a minute! Don't come to war on us. We're gonna join ranks with you." They joined ranks with Jehu, and Jehu said, "Tomorrow you kill them." They cut all 70 of the heads off. Cut their heads off, 70 of them. Puts them in the bag. Sends them to Jehu. He takes the bags of 70 heads and pours them at the gate. Piles them up and lets the city know. You see what I'll do? The enemy knows when you're just talking, but when you start packing heads up. When you start packing heads up, that's when he knows you mean business. You know what God's looking for some of you to do? The devil, you know why he's coming back? Because you ain't got no heads at the gate. I can walk this aisle and read you like a book tonight. I'm telling you, you better cut his head off or he's going to take over your world. Saints, we've got to be unmerciful with our enemy. Here we go. You got to pray. Yeah, I got a notebook. I've been filling that notebook up what God's been telling me. I'll come in here and lay it on the pulpit. And I'll pray God speak, and I'll just write it. And He's been telling me, He's giving me His word for myself and my life. But you come on. You got to go beyond what you're doing. So you got to mess your life up. Instead of, you got to freak yourself out. You got to mess your world up in prayer. I get up 20 minutes and pray. No, you can tell yourself, tonight when I come in, I'm going to go in the woods and pray an hour. I'm going to run to the church. I'm going back to my room and pray another hour. Out of nowhere, you just put yourself. You got to mess yourself up. Instead of fasting one day, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to fast 3 days. You got to go the ordinary mile. Come on, folks. You got to understand, saints, you've got to be unmerciful with the enemy. You got to shut all portals, kill all connections, and remove all voices that's connected you to the adversity. I said you've got to close all portals. Kill all connections and remove all voices that's connected to the adversity. Here we go. Come on, Sister Williams. How many believe this is a prophetical message?
Wait a minute. What about the rest of y'all? Y'all don't believe it?
God, I feel it. Pastor, I'm in tune. Brother, I'm in tune. No, what I'm fighting, what you wrote, it wasn't the devil, it's your human spirit. Rebellion is a spirit of witchcraft. Jehu, he said, baby, it ain't over. He gets on his chariot, Brother Steve. God, I feel a word fixing to come forth. Gets on his chariot. He rides towards Samaria. He has a plan. He meets 42 comrades of King Ahaz on the road. Who are you? We're relatives of King Ahaz. He looks at his men and said, kill them all. He kills all 42. He rides on to Samaria. Some commentary said he was very vile and very wicked. I want to write back to that commentary and say, you're stupid. The Bible said God gave the word of the Lord said it gave him victory over the whole house of Jehu. Why do you want to stop with one man? And if you got a Bible, got a commentary that talks about the Holy Trinity, you know what I do? I take a black marker and mark it out. You mean you do that? I sure do. It's of the devil. Nathan, you better catch it on. You better hear me. He rides on down to Samaria. And I didn't know this. I started reading Brother Steve. He meets a man. His name is Jehonadab in the city of Samaria. He had created a group called the Rechabites. The Rechabites. The Rechabites. You know them? Tell me about them. Okay. You said, yeah, I thought you. Rechabites. The Rechabites was loyal to the law of God. Loyal to the law of God. Loyal. They refrained from drinking from any strong drink. And they refused to take any part in idol worship. Jehu walks up and said, Jehoshaphat, would you join me in this battle? I'd be glad. He said, we're fixing to annihilate the prophets of Baal. But Steve, the Lord's given me crazy faith lately that we have the power to destroy all false prophets. Now, you say you want to be saved. Now, the old spirit of Brother Guy's already come on me. It's on me now. I may come to you, and if you don't like it, you may quit, go to another church like everybody else does. There's a sweet church everybody's jumping to, but I can tell you this, everybody around here don't preach and correct folks. You can say, yeah, you don't know what you talk about. I'll tell you, you don't know what you're talking about. They don't correct them. They don't correct them. Brother Matt, they just pat them on the back. We've talked about it. Pat them on the back, don't they, Brother Will? But old Jehu said, Jehu, that's what we're going to do. We're going to put out a decree. We're going to have a time of worship in Baal's temple. And I'm going to worship with them. And we're going to offer a sacrifice where I will know I will draw all Baal prophets, priests. He said, when they come here, we're going to give them a certain cloak to wear. All the prophets of Baal have to wear a certain cloak, all the same color. And said, we're going to go out and we're going to worship and sacrifice the bull, and we're going to come in and make sure all of them are in the house of Baal together. He charged 60 of his men. He said, when we get there, you're going to guard the door. And if you let one prophet out, I'll kill you. You got to be unmerciful with your enemy. If it takes unplugging a stinking TV or cutting your cell phone off. Oh, no, I can't do that. Yeah, it's already you done told me. Whatever you got to do to kill him out of your life. He calls him in there and he kills every one of them. And that temple is turned to a dung temple. To a bathroom. You hear me now. You hear what the Lord's fixing to say. Stand to your feet. The voice of the Lord. Saints, there's an angel right now that has your name in a box of oil to pour on you. He's calling you out and he's going to pour it on you. But I know this. There are three people should have a word of prophecy. I don't care how stupid you may think it sounds. I don't care how unworthy you think you are. If God has put something in you, I want you to speak it in a moment. You hear me now. You hear me now. But T.L. Smith told me this. He said, son, when people threaten to leave you because you speak the truth, they already trying to find the door anyway to leave you. So this is what we're going to do. How many's heard your name called in the message? Lift your hands. Step out of that pew, come forth. Your status is going to change tonight. Before we pray, the Lord spoke this to say, and I heard him today in prayer. Some is going to embrace their sin greater than the voice that it declares to deliver them. People in this world are that way. Oh, God, help set them free. I want you right now to lift your hearts and hands, saints, around the throne. I want you to tell God, I heard you call my name. And I will receive that anointing right now. Come on. I want you to receive it in Jesus' name. Come on, I want you out. God, the angel, pour that oil on my head. Come on, it needs to get a hold of your heart. It rips you apart. We pray today that this word has blessed you, ministered to the needs of your life. Until next time, God bless you.